Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. If you are a Democrat in the United States, you probably feel pretty badly about last week's elections. Maybe you feel awful, distressed, dreadful, and you would have good reason to. The Republicans cleaned their clock. They did an excellent job of nationalizing last week's elections. They recaptured the U.S. Senate, increased their majority in the U.S. House, and captured the governorships of many states, including Florida, Illinois, Wisconsin, Kansas, and Georgia. While many are wondering what the next 2 years will look like in Congress, I want to talk about what last week's elections might mean for the 2016 presidential race. First, the Republicans. I don't think 2016 will be Jeb Bush's year. He was last elected in 2002. That's a long time ago in politics. The Republicans have a lot of people who've had electoral success very recently, say Ohio Governor John Kasich, who was re-elected Tuesday, our Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, who was also re-elected Tuesday. Are there folks who have been elected fairly recently, say Chris Christie, New Jersey's governor, re-elected in 2013? Then there are people who have been in the spotlight more recently than Jeb Bush, like Texas's Governor Rick Perry, who ran for president in 2012, and Kentucky U.S. Senator Rand Paul. Jeb Bush can point to his record as Florida's governor, but that is way in the past, at least politically. The Republican Party of today is not the Republican Party of 1998, 2002, or even 2006. Now the Democrats. I don't see 2016 as an ideal year for Hillary Clinton. She will face the same problem as Jeb Bush. When voters look at her, some will be reminded of the administration of her husband's. It ended in January 2001. Even if the association is positive, that may be too long ago. Before 9/11, before the Iraq War, before the financial crisis, before Obamacare. Now, Hillary could point to her time as a U.S. Senator and Secretary of State to counter this. What did she do as a senator? She voted for the Iraq War. Never mind. As Secretary of State, what could she point to? The improved relationship with Russia? The successes of the Arab Spring? Now, supporters will point to her successes in her legislative and diplomatic career. Will she campaign with Barack Obama in the fall of 2016, trying for some of his popularity to rub off on her? Now, unless the president's popularity increases a whole lot from now until then, I don't see that happening. Hillary will need to campaign on what she will try to do in the future. She can't rely on the historical aspect of her being the first woman American president. Jeb Bush will need to campaign on what he will try to do in the future. He can't rely on his achievements as Florida's governor. Forward to victory. Victory for whom? We shall see. Well, thanks for listening, and feel free to follow me on Twitter. I'm at redhead324. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in Room 33.